You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Staff at the University of Auckland held a strike on campus over ongoing conversations with the university regarding bettering working conditions and improving pay for staff. This follows a similar protest action that happened on campus 3 weeks ago, with members as a part of three different universities striking on the same day. The past rally was attended by 4,000 Te Hautu Kahurangi Tertiary Education Union members overall, making the strike action the largest since staff from all eight universities striked 2 years prior. I spoke to the organiser of the Tertiary Education Union, Nicole Wallace, about the most recent strike at the University of Auckland and what this means moving forward. On Friday, the Tertiary Education Union, otherwise known as the TEU, members from that union striked at the University of Auckland. These strikes are not a new thing, as we saw roughly 4,000 TEU members walk off the job across four different universities across the Motu earlier this month. For those who are unaware, why are the TEU members holding these acts of protest?
Well, the reason we have been going on strike is because we're currently in bargaining for new collective agreements across our members at the university, and we're finding that the employer's just not moving on members' key issues. Or if they are moving, it's not significant movement. It's not meaningful movement. It's tinkering around the edges, so to speak. And our members have been in bargaining for 107 days now at the University of Auckland, and we're getting a bit sick of the meandering approach that the employer is taking.
What was the attendance like at this most recent strike?
I couldn't actually say off the top of my head, because a big component of the strike was that a lot of people work from home on Fridays. And that was part of the strike, so we're still actually gathering that data. Yeah, I couldn't actually say the actual attendance just yet, sorry. We have about 1,500 members on site at the University of Auckland. Or actually 1,600, sorry. About just under 1,600 members.
How has the strike in particular been different from other prior strikes and protest actions?
I think at this point we've made it very clear to the employer that there is a couple of significant issues on the table still for our members, and members are really looking at a package deal, so we don't have to get the best possible outcome on all of these four key issues, but we do need to see something meaningful, and we've narrowed down the sort of pressure points of bargaining to these four issues. So that is an overall increase for staff members that recognises cost of living issues, a living wage accreditation so that all staff and contractors at the University of Auckland are paid above a living wage, fair pay for professional staff, and no removal of the retirement gratuity for medical academics, future medical academics.
Have TEU members who have been striking seen much support coming from those who are maybe not a part of the union or even students?
So, yes to both of those. One thing we find is that a lot of non-members do agree with our core claims. Those four core claims, particularly the overall price, overall pay increase, and the professional pay, fair pay for professional staff. So that's actually letting staff progress through their pay bands rather than just getting stuck at the equivalent of what you're hired on. So, and students, absolutely. Look, one of the things the employer said across the table to us about living wage is that living wage jobs that are paid under living wage are mainly done by students, which are... One, we don't think that's quite true, but two, that actually doesn't make it any better. Students absolutely deserve a living wage for work that they do at the minimum. And so we've had a lot of students come out in support as well.
And did we see union members at other universities in the country strike on Friday as well?
No, it was only University of Auckland who did a strike on Friday. There are other universities still in very active bargaining and looking at strike action. The University of Auckland bargaining team decided that we would call a strike before exams hit, so as to minimise disruption to students. But there are different universities around the country and now at slightly different places in bargaining, so we decided that it wouldn't be a nationwide strike this time.
Do you believe the university has acknowledged or is acknowledging the concerns that these union members have?
They're acknowledging them. They're certainly meeting their legal obligations. There's no question about that. But whether they are actually taking those views seriously and actually going, okay, members want this, we want this other thing, what could we do that sort of makes all parties okay? That's what we're not really seeing any of that. And that's really the problem. That's sort of the spirit of negotiations is really lacking around these key issues.
And what comes next if agreements are not met for the TEU?
We are, of course, seeking agreement with the employer. We do really want to get bargaining wrapped up, but we want bargaining, our members want bargaining to be wrapped up with a decent pay increase. And so we are certainly considering future actions if we cannot reach settlement. Very hopeful that the employer comes to the table, though, and we get something. One thing I would like to add is we're hearing a lot of talk at the University of Auckland at the moment about how the University of Auckland is not going to make the surplus it wants to make this year. Now, there's definitely underfunding in the university sector, or the whole tertiary sector, there's no doubt about that. The government has been underfunding the sector for decades now. But at the same time, the University of Auckland is in one of the best places, and that surplus that they are talking about, that surplus gets reinvested back into the university. And so what the university is really saying is, we don't want to put that investment into staff. That's what what members are hearing. We want to put those investments in other places. And that's not really acceptable to our membership, particularly when some of our claims, like the living wage claim, would actually cost the employer very little.
That was the organiser of the Tertiary Education Union, Nicole Wallace, about the most recent strikes at the University of Auckland and the importance of the protest actions and what the TEU has planned next.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.